Lunar Impact Uncovered More Than Just Moon Water, presented by Science at NASA. October 21, 2010. Nearly a year after announcing the discovery of water molecules on the Moon, scientists have revealed new data uncovered by NASA's Lunar Crater Observation and Sensing Satellite, LCROSS for short, and the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. And it's more than just water. The missions found evidence that lunar soil within shadowy craters is rich in useful materials. Moreover, the Moon appears to be chemically active and has a full-fledged water cycle. Scientists also confirm that moon water was in the form of mostly pure ice crystals in some places. These results are featured in 6 papers published in the October 22nd issue of the journal Science. The twin impacts of LCROSS and a companion rocket stage in the Moon's Cabeas crater on October 9, 2009, lifted a plume of material that might not have seen direct sunlight for billions of years. As the plume traveled nearly 10 miles above the crater's rim, instruments on board LCROSS and the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter made observations of the crater and debris and vapor clouds. After the impacts, grains of mostly pure water ice were lofted into the sunlight in the vacuum of space. Seeing mostly pure water ice grains in the plume means water ice was somehow delivered to the Moon in the past, or perhaps chemical processes have been causing ice to accumulate in large quantities, says Tony Colapret, LCROSS project scientist and principal investigator at NASA's Ames Research Center. In addition to water, the plume contained volatiles. These are compounds that freeze in the cold lunar craters and vaporize easily when warmed by the sun. The suite of LCROSS and Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter instruments determined that as much as 20% of the material kicked up by the LCROSS impact was volatiles, including methane, ammonia, hydrogen gas, carbon dioxide, and carbon monoxide. The diversity and abundance of volatiles in the plume suggest a variety of sources, like comets and asteroids, and an active water cycle within the lunar shadows, says Colapret. The instruments also discovered relatively large amounts of light metals, such as sodium, mercury, and possibly even silver. Scientists believe the water and mix of volatiles that LCROSS and Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter detected could be the remnants of a comet impact. According to scientists, these volatile chemical byproducts are also evidence of a cycle through which water ice reacts with lunar soil grains. LRO's Diviner instrument gathered data on water concentration and temperature measurements, and the Lunar Exploration Neutron Detector mapped the distribution of hydrogen. These combined data led the science team to conclude that water is not uniformly distributed within the shadowed cold traps, but rather is in pockets, which might also lie outside the shadowed regions. The proportion of volatiles to water in the lunar soil indicates that a process called cold grain chemistry is taking place. Scientists theorize this process could take as long as hundreds of thousands of years and may occur on other frigid, airless bodies, such as asteroids, the moons of Jupiter and Saturn, the moons of Mars, interstellar dust grains floating around other stars, and the polar regions of Mercury. Observations by the suite of Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter and LCROSS instruments demonstrate that the Moon has a complex environment that experiences intriguing chemical processes, says Richard Vondrak, LRO project scientist at the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center. This knowledge can open doors to new areas of research and exploration. By understanding the processes and environments that determine where water ice will be, how water was delivered to the Moon, and its active water cycle, future mission planners might be able to determine which locations will have easily accessible water. The existence of mostly pure water ice could mean that future human explorers won't have to devise complicated techniques to retrieve water out of the soil in order to use it for valuable life support processes. In addition, an abundant presence of hydrogen gas, ammonia, and methane could be exploited to produce fuel. NASA has convincingly confirmed the presence of water ice and characterized its patchy distribution in permanently shadowed craters of the Moon, concludes Mike Orgo, chief lunar scientist at NASA headquarters in Washington. This major undertaking is one of many steps NASA has taken to better understand our solar system, its resources, origin, evolution, and its future. This story was read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.